We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's head out and talk to Steve Mariucci, former 49er head coach and NFL Network analyst. He's brought to you by Gelati Construction, celebrating over 100 years of teamwork, solutions, and excellence. I guess my question to you, Steve, is kind of what I've been asking my partners. Of that game yesterday, what did you think was the most impressive aspect of the 49ers 51-13 win?
I don't know. I think it was the final score. I don't know if any of us saw that coming. 50 burgers are hard to come by in the National Football League. And you talk about, and it was against a good football team. Carolina had been playing well, 4-2, good defense, MVP candidate at running back with Christian McCaffrey, a young quarterback, but a hot quarterback. He was undefeated, not thrown an interception. And I don't think any of us saw this beatdown coming like it happened. And it was very impressive. I think it really caught the eye of the entire NFL, like, oh boy, this 49er team looks like they're for real.
Steve Mariucci brought to you by the Dog Pat Guest Line. Mooch, I'm watching football all day yesterday, and first down, handoff, second down, handoff, third down, will pass. Flip on the Niner game, and this has been a constant, Mooch. The creativity of the play call, and I'm giving all the credit to Kyle Shanahan. And as a former coach, yeah, I ask you, when did he get that, and why does it look so damn different and special?
It does, and you know that's a good observation because in watching games and watching football in the NFL now, teams have simplified the offenses, okay, especially the running game. A lot of teams are running inside zone and a little outside stretch play and once in a while a power. But the two teams that are undefeated, the Patriots and the 49ers, believe me, have the most diverse running games in the National Football League. I just marvel at watching, you know, how many different formations and personnel groups and runs the 49ers will have, from traps to powers to counters to zones to inside to man to whams, to you name it, the jet sweep, all of that stuff, and mix up these formations. And if a team's just a run team, you can load the box and slow them down. But not the 49ers. They seem to be running the ball against, you know, Luke Kuechly's defense is pretty darn good. But they didn't look good yesterday. The Niners just shredded them.
Mooch, how about this defense? Nick Bosa, 3 sacks. They have 27 sacks in 7 games, Mooch. They're getting interceptions. They had 2 all last season, 10 already in 2019. I mean, this defense is getting better and better and better. And I know quarterbacks are shaking in their cleats when they pop on the film and see this ferocious defense getting to the quarterback. And they don't even have to blitz, Mooch. They don't have to blitz.
I'm watching the old man, Richard Sherman, and he is just looks like he's in his prime. He's just back there just owning the field because he knows he's got some pass rushers that make the ball come out on time. And to have this rotation with the defensive front is really kind of fun to watch. Bosa is probably the front runner for the defensive rookie of the year. Heck, he might keep going and be the defensive player. He reminds me of a young J.J. Watt. I mean, very disruptive in the pass game, in the run game, a hustle guy, you know, all energy guy, sliding in the wet over there in Washington. He's like the Energizer Bunny. And then Eric Armstead really did a nice job too. And they take turns. It's not like there's a superstar on one side of the ball, like Carolina, I mentioned Kuechly, and then they have Christian McCaffrey on offense. Well, the 49ers have a lot of guys that contribute. It's not just one. There's a group of defensive linemen. The linebacking core is pretty darn solid, you know, certainly after they added this year. And then you talk about that secondary who's starting to intercept passes last year. Nothing. This year, they're ball hawks. So it's a complete kind of team effort. It's, you know, and it's the same thing on offense. You know, it was a great get to get Emmanuel Sanders. You know, he comes out right away and they give him a touchdown pass and he has 4 catches. And he caught on really quickly with this offense because it was similar to the one he had in Denver with Rich Scangarello.
Scangarello.
Young guy, Scangarello. And it, so there was a short learning curve there, but now it's an even deeper receiving core along with Kittle. So, and then we talked about the committee of running backs that we have, and Tevin Coleman was just off the charts. So, real solid team, real deep team. The roster looks good. If they can stay healthy, look out.
Yeah, Steve, we talk about running backs who are bell cows, and we talk about number one receivers. I mean, is this kind of, I don't know, does this show that it's almost better to have numbers at those positions than actually a defined number one at receiver or a bell cow?
Well, I happen to work with a guy named Michael Irvin. You ever heard of that guy?
Oh, yeah, the playmaker, right?
About the Cowboys, right?
Sure.
Talk a lot about the triplets. And when the Pittsburgh Steelers had their triplets with Big Ben and Lev Bell and A.B. and all this, so you got to find triplets so you're good at a great receiver, running back, and quarterback. Well, your point is well taken. You're talking about a running back by committee, which seems to be working like crazy with the Niners. Because, you know, Coleman had the four touchdowns, but we've seen Matt Breida be awesome and Mostert be awesome. Wait till they get Kyle back at fullback. And then the receiving core is, you know, like we said, there's no true number one where somebody's going to say, I got to put my best cover guy on him and travel with him. No, they've got to be concerned with each of them because they're versatile. They play inside and outside, and they all bring a little something to the table. But it was smart picking up Emmanuel Sanders. I think the price was right. It wasn't too expensive. He's a good guy. He's really a good guy. And he's fit in there very well. But, you know, you got that George Kittle guy. Boy, he's crazy. You know, what did he name yesterday? Tight End National Day.
National Tight End Day, Mooch.
Huh?
National Tight End Day.
Is that guy nuts or what? And you know, I just love him. And then, you know, what we haven't seen, the only thing that we haven't seen, because we've seen this team play from ahead most of the time, we haven't seen them say, hey, we got to go back in the pocket and kind of abandon our run game and play action and movement and keep game and go back in the pocket with Jimmy and see if we can drop back pass enough to catch up and score points and, you know, those kinds of things that will happen against good teams. But you'd rather be playing from ahead anyway. But there will be times where, because the schedule will get tougher. You're talking about the Packers. You're talking about the Saints and at Baltimore. And there's some Seattle. There's some tougher games to play where Jimmy's going to have to make more throws from the pocket. Not that he can't because he's playing well, but he just hasn't had to do that much.
Mooch, you mentioned those teams, and I know, you know, if you want to be a naysayer, it's only week 8. But you mentioned the Packers, the Seahawks, the Vikings, the Saints, a healthy Dallas Cowboy team. Mooch, what the Niners do and their recipe with that run game and defense, I feel comfortable if you picked any name out of those teams we just mentioned that the Niners got action. So am I off basis by saying it's not too early because the Niners have a formula?
Yeah. Well, it's been consistent because all the teams that you mentioned have had a mulligan or a slump and showed a weakness. I was there when the Philadelphia Eagles went in the Lambeau and beat the Packers. That was unexpected. We saw the Dallas Cowboys lose 3 games in a row, too. We saw the Vikings, you know, kind of have internal chaos where Kirk Cousins had to apologize to his receivers for crying out loud, and then they've been great ever since. And so, but we haven't seen any of that chaos in San Francisco or even a time where they started saying, oh, this area of our football team is really shabby. We need to improve it in the offseason. They've been consistent. They've shown depth. They've shown resilience. Wait till I get Joe Staley back, you know, and Juszczyk and McGlinchey and get a little bit healthier. It's a deep roster, so they're not having to count on just one guy. If a back gets hurt, so be it. Jerick McKinnon's hurt. I mean, they're just so deep. So that's pretty exciting that way.
One thing, Mooch, we always talk about Garoppolo and, you know, his performance yesterday, but it seems like he has that one blip during a game where he does look down a receiver and he throws an interception. We saw Kuechly yesterday step in front of George Kittle. We saw him almost throw a pick six in L.A. to Corey Littleton. How can you coach him out of those mistakes? What would you do as a coach, Mooch, if you have a quarterback here who does have a problem with making a mistake or two? It's not egregious as a loss of a football game, but I do worry about December and January when you get to those cold weather cities and you play these tougher teams where you can't have those mistakes. How do you coach it out of a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo?
You know, you're getting really nitpicky in your old age. I'm not kidding. The guy's playing off the charts. He's 15-2. You pay a quarterback to win, and it's not style points. And so, you know, yeah, everybody's going to have a play where you'd like to have back, or, you know, a pick or an inaccurate throw, or you miss an audible, or, you know, whatever. But his mistakes are few and far between. And so, you know, now they don't show up as big when you're winning. If it costs you a game, yeah, that's what we talk about all week. But you know what? You know, he only has, you know, 17 starts under his belt, okay? I mean, these young quarterbacks in the league, Trubisky and all these other guys, they have more starts than he does. So, you know, he's going to make an occasional mistake. But by and large, man, he's playing pretty darn well. They haven't had to rely on his head, his arms, his legs as much as, you know, they will in some closer games, in some come-from-behind kind of games, because they have been so dominating. But he's certainly capable. Give him a chance. Give the guy a pat on the back. He's doing a hell of a job.
Hey, Steve, you're the best. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mooch.
Hey. Anybody want to go to London with me this week? I'm leaving on Wednesday. You want to go?
Oh, what a city.
Next time, Mooch.
I don't have the vacation days.
You got room for me, Mooch? I'll leave these guys for a couple days.
For Halloween. You think they have Halloween over there? I'm going to find out.
Have a great time and travel safe.
All right. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.